Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, when is that low, you can't hear it at all.
You are greater than
the Bible. And that ain't all the way down, Uncle Larry.
It's all?
Nope, it's like it's all the way down.
Slide it a little bit at a time.
Yeah, shit, it's hard to get to do that.
What?
Hey, Crookle, I'll give you a compliment. You rather sound like somebody squeezing your balls and shit, motherfucker. Shut up.
And after a period of time, my memory was the game.
Crookle out of you goddamn Jezebel.
Music can be
what?
I say you goddamn Jezebel.
You're a Tinkerbell. Man, Leroy, you need to stop talking about yourself.
Man, shit, Maya.
Djokovic is being denied entry into Australia. Djokovic arriving in Melbourne after receiving a medical exemption.
All right, let me see, right? Is this the right one? Not quick enough.
Being at the airport for 12 hours and canceling the visa. Here at home in Louisiana, just as long overdue. Civil rights icon. Former president.
Saying that shit, Crocolata.
Sound like a trap snapped on his balls. Ass on pill at the same time.
All right, nice. What was that song, Uncle Ed, we say we was looking for. Was it Georgia? No.
Brooke Benton, you talking about?
A rainy night in Georgia, right?
Yeah, that was Brooke Benton.
Let me see, where's that?
I was trying to see if we have it on there. I can't remember who was it.
Make sure not. Yeah, here you go, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Let me turn it on.
Unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take certain medicine. Tell your doctor about medical help.
The number one cardiology for Hospital Center at your hospital. Hospital Center seems to be around.
Boy, it be. Warm in the daytime, and as soon as it get dark, it starts getting cold here.
That's it right there, Uncle Ed, right?
I can't hear it. If you talk about Lee Russell singing, no, that ain't it.
You gotta stop that coyote from yapping in the back so you can hear it. That's a coyote yapping in the back.
A rainy night in Georgia.
A yapping ass coyote.
That's it right there, right
quick,
Lab.
What
that? I feel like it's raining all
over the
world. Neon signs are flashing.
Yeah,
taxi,
that's it.
Cabs, and bus.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the program now.
Yeah. 25 years paying tribute to an American hero. Florence Brooks has died, America's oldest living World War II veteran. He passed away at his home in New Orleans at the age of
1. The
son of sharecroppers, one of 15 children. He was drafted into the Army in 1930 at the age of 31. Stationed in Australia.
All right, what else y'all want me to grab, man?
Rumors.
Rumors.
Look at all these rumors. Surround me every day. Time to close the club. Rumors.
I need some time to get away from. Look at all these rumors.
Smiling faces tell lies.
Yeah, and you showing up too. No, you poof.
Hey,
Quirk
11.
Ma'am?
Are you bisexual?
Are you?
No. Okay, how about you? Quirk 11 say, I cannot tell a lie.
Goddamn, he don't shit. It's hot. I mean, cold. Who you say that was by, Quirk 11?
Huh? Comic Social Club.
Hey, Bo.
Yo.
One day we was on the phone. Quirk 11 hollered out, man, my motherfucking
that's
booty.
That's a good one, Uncle Ash. Motherfucker started talking shit about what a motherfucker's supposed to have under their head and shit. That's a good one to play right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
That's a good one. You got it in there?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in there now. Copy. I'm gonna put it in the player now so I can download it.
Yeah, them boys, they had a bunch of songs that would apply. Time and Social Club.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ed.
Yeah.
You remember when Crooked Lotta hollered out My motherfucking booty itch.
Goddamn, bro. I don't remember that.
No, nobody remember that, bro.
Hey, he remember because his booty was itching. That's what I said that.
Y'all crazy, boy.
That's crooked that I always got to defend myself.
Goddamn. You know, hey, how's the last?
Yeah.
He hadn't been worm since he was a child. And goddamn worm tickling him in his ass. You know, real talk though. You know, people don't give their kid no worm medicine no more.
Yeah.
That should have helped out a lot if they would have given it to them.
What's going to happen? Why is
it going to happen? Shit, get the worms out your goddamn body. Your body has them parasites.
Stop eating pork, you nasty motherfucker.
It ain't pork that do it to you. Punch your bastard.
Damn.
Wow.
Y'all boys playing for keeps.
Yeah, rough.
All right, it's in there now. I just got to go put it on the show now. I don't know if y'all can hear when I play shit like on YouTube. Let me see, I'm playing in.
Play it.
Did y'all hear that?
Uh-uh.
Nope, I got to go put it in. I'm going to go put it in.
Hey, Eddie. I don't tell you to put one on for Kimo. Go,
man. Give me a that motherfucker went crazy, man.
He went crazy the time you put some on one time, boy. He went crazy, man.
Yeah, man. That boy went crazy, man.
Ooh, he went off.
Hey, you mister. You gotta put that gorilla in the window.
you gotta put on one of Michael Jackson's songs too. That motherfucker starting with the man in the mirror. Them niggas get to talking crazy. Sometimes, yeah, you better be looking at that man in the mirror while you talking crazy.
I think that was Yellow, but Yellow Gorilla Eddie put on, I think it was.
That what it was?
Gorilla for sale.
McGill's
gorilla for sale.
That's what it was.
Key over. Oh.
Hey, mister, how much is that gorilla in the window?
That motherfucker went crazy, man.
Key over, so you ain't going to be talking about me like that.
Yeah.
It's a damn Kimo, y'all not to be talking like that, man. Y'all ain't said nothing to him about playing a song.
Yeah.
But long as you on the other foot, Kimo think it's funny as hell. But when it's on his goddamn feet, he don't like it.
Daily, and with the increase in COVID numbers, you can expect that to be about 400
Exclusively by Memorial, exceptional people that can't started by the jealous people.
That'll sit good with the bowling show, boy. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bowling show. Let me take another one. Crooked Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wanted to be old or new, Eddie?
It don't matter.
Put that old song on there by God. So when they get to start talking shit on the show, Eddie,
yeah,
you put that song on. Let's chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That song.
Teddy Riley got.
Yeah, man.
We already had backstabbers on that, didn't
we? I don't know.
Yeah, it was on there.
You think so? I don't think so.
Yeah, smile in your face all the time. They want to take your face, the backstabber. Backstabber. Yeah.
I can't remember. It's been so long ago since we put that stuff on there, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Crooklyn jail was two weeks ago now, and they got carnival shit going on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had them lighting up 12th night carnival shit now.
Let me see.
I'm gonna do this guy right quick. Okay. I said I'm gonna do this guy right quick. That ain't God. That's Time at Social Club still. How the hell did I get that? I copied the new link. And I gotta go back. Share. Copy link.
I'm ready.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
You saying you try to do what now? I try to wait for you to come back to the phone. I'm thinking you was gone.
No, I'm finna download a Les Seal right quick.
A who?
Les Seal by guy.
Oh, Les Seal.
Yeah, when a nigga get the organ, you play that song. Let's chill. Let's settle down.
Yeah, that's when they get rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I knew if I get the biggest heads in the club together, that we'll come up with some stuff. Uncle Larry said,
Hold on, I'm coming. Little son of Dave. Hold on, I'm coming.
Sam D.
Yeah, that was Sam and Dave, wasn't it?
You're the only one I want in my life.
Damn near 30, 40 years now, Crooked Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all, Kid. I wanted to let you know, man. Thought maybe you had an idea.
No. Not really, Eddie. Shit, anything is cool with me.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I roll with the tide.
Yeah, me too, Kid. There was one song I heard earlier that I wanted to put on here. Now I can't think of what it was.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, when you get my age, Kid, you come on, get my age, you know, you seem to forget.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. So stay young, Kid. Don't get my age.
Oh, ain't nothing I can do about that, Eddie.
Hey, Kid.
Yeah. Yep.
What that little snot nose punk talking about some age, his age?
Yeah, man. Crickle at all y'all some young punks compared to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you still got fresh Similac on your breath.
Oh, man.
Similac.
What's happening, man? You know what the show is like.
He was gobbling called Similac, man.
What up, Mark?
Nah, he thought he was.
What's happening?
He thought he was.
Oh, okay.
He's just getting ready for Friday night.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is pre-game warm up, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, that other dude that just came on, his old ass, he got that pet milk on his breath.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, not pet milk. No, that's been around.
pet milk and goat milk.
Well, it's better than watermelon seeds, goddammit.
Hey, Mom, give me a song for the show, man. Give me a song.
A song for the show?
Yeah.
Hey, watermelon man.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
yeah, I got a question for you, Eddie, since kicking it around a little bit. Like I said, that old boy was trying to fight what they call it when you bring them back. You know, when you bring somebody in from out of town for a murder. Yeah. Shit, what made him think, goddamn, they weren't going to bring his ass back here to Illinois?
I'll tell you.
Man, they want him worse, goddamn, than a pig won't slump.
What, he trying to fight extradition?
Yeah, he tried to. They done brought his ass on back. Man, please, you done killed you a police officer. You think they goddamn they gonna let you stay out free? Shit.
You see,
that just goes to show you how dumb he is.
Now, did the man die too? Both of the police is dead.
No, he's in critical condition, though. They shot him in the head.
Wow. Yeah, he ain't
gonna make it. Now, this the one, the cop that wanted a cigarette or a light or something?
No, these are two down here in Kankakee. Down here in Kankakee, the boy and the girl.
Okay, when this shooting happened?
Well, they're in Kankakee or Bourbon somewhere, right?
Yeah, well, you know, they ran next door, Eddie. They ran next door.
I know.
Yep. Yeah. How was it? About a week now? About a week now. Mark.
I missed that one.
And what goddamn lawyer was going to take their case? Because you don't want that on your record. You know, shit. Man. He's
probably trying to defend himself.
They're going to
Public defender probably.
Huh?
Going
to
ask for a
plea. Shit, don't no lawyer want to fuck with that case?
No, tell them, go on, plead guilty. They're going to give you 85 years. Otherwise, you go to trial, you're going to get the death penalty.
No, that's what they asked for already, Mark.
Uh-huh.
They asked for that in the dope.
They never bought that back
to I hate to say it, but I hope they get it.
Yeah.
They got to do something, man, to show these young folks, man, that they ain't playing with them no more. They didn't give them a free reign for too long, man.
Right. That's what's got the world fucked up. Well, here in Illinois, I know.
You can't hit your kid. You can't even holler at them good. They call the police and you get arrested. I mean, man, yeah. Fuck that, man. Whoop that send that ass to jail. Set an example. Them judges need to goddamn get these people Rolexes, because you're going to need something to keep up with all these years you're about to get. So carry this Rolex on in that cell with you.
I got to say this. Go ahead.
I got to say that a lot of these judges made it bear on themselves by doing so much dirty shit, man. So...
Yeah.
They always told me if you make your bed hard, then land.
That's right. And I mean, this generation has no remorse, man. No remorse.
They don't. They don't.
None at all.
And the killing part about it,
but
the killing part about it, Eddie.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The killing part about it is this girl... He 25 and she 26. I think they had two kids with him. Now how in the fuck?
Wow.
You are a mother, and you get caught up with some bullshit with a motherfucker like this here. That is dumb.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Hey kid, it was a time where a lot of people respected police, but when they kept on killing. When they were begging them to stop, motherfuckers' minds turned, man. people mind turn. And you got to say that's on the bad cops. You know what I'm saying? And the good cops wouldn't do nothing about it either. So a lot of people mind just turn, man. They just feel like, hey, these white motherfuckers be fucking us around and go off and fuck themselves up because they showed them fuck themselves up. They shouldn't have did that one.
Yep. And what? And another thing, before he killed the female officer, it was recorded on tape that she was begging for her life.
Right.
So man, just gonna kiss you goodbye.
I don't agree with that kind of stuff. But you got to remember, man, they were dogging us at one time. As fast as we were begging them not to kill innocent black people, they were kill another one before you know, it was just so much back to back. And people lost respect for police now. You know, there ain't no police no more. They gang. That's the way people look at them. They gang.
Right.
I hate to see it. Yeah.
Like I said, you 25 and 26 years old, y'all goddamn will never see the streets no more. She might get a chance, but you'll never see the streets.
Because he was a trigger man, right?
Huh?
What
he was a trigger man,
right?
I don't know. No, what it started from, they had their car parked out there in the motel lot. And I guess they had a couple of dogs in there, so somebody was complaining about the dogs barking. So the police came to investigate, and shit, they went up there and knocked on the door, and shit, all hell broke loose.
Wow.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Kid. Y'all sitting there talking about the police, this, that, and the other. I guarantee you, like you said, she's begging for her life. She wasn't begging for her life when they went up there. I bet they were talking shit to them people. I bet you that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like you know nobody.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They don't talk to you like you know nobody. They you know what I'm saying? They automatically assume you guilty or whatever. If somebody calls them out on you and you black, you automatically assume you guilty.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's
true.
The trigger man,
Yeah.
Well, all she got to do is testify against him and shit. They gonna let her ass go quick.
Yeah.
All she got to do is be a witness for the get his ass. That's all they want.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? You know, like I said, Eddie, what is wrong with this younger generation? Do you motherfuckers think before y'all
crazy,
react?
Man. Yeah.
Nothing.
That show wasn't
worth
going to jail for.
No.
Everything you say right now about the younger generation kids, they said about your generation, my generation, and everybody else's generation. If they always have said, if this is what we got to look forward to, then we're going to be in trouble. Every generation, they do the same thing.
I don't think our generation was that goddamn terrible.
That's
God, it was rules to this. You did not mess with no police. You did not mess with nobody. If I'm looking for you, Crooked Letter, I'm after you. I'm gonna do something to you, and I see you and your mama going to Sunday church.
Off limits.
Off limits. I'd catch you another time. You
people
now shoot you right there in front of your mama, shoot your mama, shoot your baby in the hand, shoot you in the church in front of people, in the mall with a thousand people in there. No remorse.
Too much
in them video games, just like on them goddamn video games.
Let me tell you something. You know what that whole problem is right there? I'm going to tell you what that whole problem is stemming from. Back in the 1960s, early 1970s, when they flooded the black community with drugs, there ain't number every drug that comes through the babies off them drugs. They get worse and worse every so often. Right now, we got them crystal meth babies coming up now. Them crack babies a few years ago. Them crack babies were stupid as hell too. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it is, and then you know like. People say, "Well, what's wrong with these kids?" Yes, you do. Yes, you
what you do. You can't whoop your kid, they're going to put your ass in jail, but you got to take care of him. But you can't whoop him, you can't make him do nothing, so he's going to do what the fuck you want to do. That's all that
that's
is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about the different generations. Man, I was coming up. I got 3 ass whoopings for the same incident, Crooked Letter.
That's right.
Yeah, but kid, the government didn't intervene in your parents' business like these motherfuckers do now. These CPS workers and all that bullshit, they come around. Man, those folks come to you talk nasty and crazy and shit like that. Man, you know what I'm saying? They're going to take your kids, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they'll put you in jail. But they telling you, you got to make the child do this, you got to make the child. You can't make the child do nothing when they doing the shit that they doing. They know what they doing. It's all a plan.
Yeah, well, it's fucked up, that's for sure.
Like I say, man, it's the erosion of the community is part of that, too, man. When I grew up, like Kid was saying, it was Mr. and Miss Johnson next door,
yep.
Mr. and Miss Smith across the street, Mr. Wilson,
yep.
The block captain. If you did anything, you might have caught a couple ass whoopings before you got home. Then you got
exactly.
one coming when you get home. Then you got another one coming when your daddy get home.
Yep.
Nowadays, the girl.
Why, 10 years old,
then you got damn kids nowadays, 12 years older. So they ain't their mama, they best friend.
Right.
But why is it like that? Why is it like that, Mark?
It was a change in society, man. It wasn't just black people, man. The whole system was turned against us, Crooked Letter. From every step of the way, man. By incarcerating the black man, taking the jobs away from the black man, giving it to the black to the woman. And put you on welfare. Now you're on welfare. You can't get no money unless you out the house, and just anything they could do to disrupt the family. The head of the snake. That's what they their goal was: kill the head of the snake by any means necessary. And that's one of the things that we're going through right now.
Let me ask you this question right here. Back in the late 60s. Early 70s when they started that shit by getting the woman welfare and all that kind of shit, the man not being in the house. How many houses went without a man being there, especially a lot of them kids' daddy? How many houses went without them being there?
It was enough for them.
No, Mark. Because I'm going to tell you something. You had to stay in them projects and places like that to see what was going on. Man, them men were still staying with them women. They're the father of them kids, working and bringing money home to them women still, but they were hiding their clothes and shit when them people come check that house. That's what they were doing. Them kids wasn't without no dads like people try to pretend. After the 1980s, they changed.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't know what the fuck gonna happen.
It's got to start with the judicial system, man. They're going to have to start giving these people time again, man. Like they say, that boy goddamn gun carjacked 5 people by gunpoint. He ain't but what was he, 14 years old? And goddamn it, he's already on bail and got caught twice with the pistol and the car. And mama just signed his name and he right back on the street. Just like in the video game, doing that shit right again.
Exactly.
And then they made it again.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, who followed him? Hey, can I say something?
Yes, sir. It's
one
your show. Speak up.
One of the main things that's allowed these things to go on, first of all, they took away all the mental health places. So it's because mental health is a serious problem. Now you got motherfuckers out here crazy as hell and doing all kinds of drugs. The motherfuckers the shit don't even seem real to them. They just out there acting out, man. Mental health is real, man.
Yeah.
The only mental health facility now is in Kankakee. They took the one out here in Tinley Park, that big one that was out here. And then the little ones that was here in that neighborhood where they can go get their medicine and see a mental health doctor, they closed all them down. You remember that?
Hey, my sister was a supervisor at the one on 63rd and Woodlawn, and they shut that down quick.
That's what I'm talking about.
They shut
it down.
That was a brand new building they shut down.
Sure did. Sure did. That's what I'm talking about. Mental health is real, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, does anybody have any solutions?
Yeah. What about the daddy? What about the daddy, Daddy? What about the daddy that ain't around the kids, that made the babies and walked off the left?
There's a lot of them that are, and it still don't make a difference because, like they say, when they're growing up, if you beat their ass, they call the police on you. You can't hardly
talk. Exactly.
And then when they get grown, they don't respect you and listen to you. So, you know, you can only lead the horse to water. You can't make them drink it. But these mental health facilities back inside teaching people, that would help.
And contrary to popular belief, that they teach you on these different shows and shit on TV and different stuff like this, news and different stuff like that, and they saying this shit all the time, the men do not walk away from their kids. Them women run them away from them kids.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they'll use that as a crutch against you. You can't, okay,
right.
Nigga, you don't, okay, I know how to get you. I ain't going to let you see your kids. You can't see your kids.
Yeah. I'll go put you on child support and all that old crazy ass shit.
And turn the kids against
you. I saw a girl down here, Mark, this girl down here, dude working in the shipyard, he would bring her $300 a week out of his check for his two kids. That dumb bitch listened to her friend and went and put him on child support and ended up $125 a month for two kids. This shit was talking about, well, what about the money you was giving me? He said, you're getting it now, $125. That's all you going to get. But now she won't go try to pardon them kids, mind against them, but their grandmother told them the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your
daddy ain't nothing.
He ain't doing nothing for you, but you won't let him see it. Don't want him. Don't want the kids to be around the daddy and his girlfriend and all that. There's just anything they can do, and just constantly put in the kids' head. Your daddy ain't no good. Way at he ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't telling him that you done banned him from coming back because you mad at him.
Why? Yeah, I don't know. Sam Cooke said a change gonna come, but it ain't coming soon enough.
Yeah, change came,
well, see,
just the wrong
thing. All this shit is designed by the government to do exactly what they're doing. They did research on this shit for a number of years to see what they was gonna do. Because you know,
they had studies on how
they tried
to
shit before they ever did.
Destroy the black family. Yeah, studies on that, on what to do and how to disrupt. And then when we start when they start having people like the Black Panthers and everything, that scared the government so tough. That's when they start flooding the drugs and say, "Now we're gonna get these people high. We're gonna try this on them. Now then we're gonna arrest them. We're gonna put them in jail for this." We're gonna change the game. We found another way to keep them down.
Mark, let me ask you a question. What's the difference What's the difference between the Black Panthers and the Nation of Islam?
I didn't keep up a lot with the Nation of Islam, but the Black Panthers was actually doing stuff, especially here in Chicago. They had the food program. They was feeding the kids. They had schools where they were educating kids, dropouts, and trying to get them back in school. They were doing a lot to help the community before everything went left.
And they would give bodyguard service to famous people, especially political.
And they tried to empower you. They told you.
And they said they
tried to empower you.
And get bodyguard service and so.
Oh yeah, they do. And they do. And I'm gonna tell you something. But this is the problem with that right there, Ed. I'm gonna show you something. If you ever pay attention to anything about the Nation of Islam, it's always negative. Whenever they say something about them, it's always negative. But if you research them, you'll see. You know they be on the corner with them little paper called the final call, right? All right. You ever bought one of them?
Don't forget the bean pie.
Well, I'm talking about the final call, though. Have you ever read one of them?
Yeah, but it's been so long ago now, I can't remember what I read.
Yeah, I'm saying, but all the stuff that like we were just talking about, it tell you that in that final call.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be young, thinking I was helping them out and buying bean pies because I like them. I used to buy their final calls all the time.
Yeah.
But I never thought negative towards them, you know. Me myself.
Well, you know, most black people, Christian folks, I don't care if they. Baptist, Methodist, Protestant, holiness, or whatever, they always got something negative to say about the Nation of Islam. They always do. But if you look at it, who messes with the Nation of Islam? Because they self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying?
They're a powerful black group.
They're self-sufficient.
And I never looked at them. The only thing I heard negative said about them was that they killed they own peoples, you know. They killed Malcolm X and stuff like that. I never heard nobody say not no just regular chatter about them not being about nothing. I never heard that.
Let me ask you one more question. Did you know last year in 2021 it came out that the Nation of Islam did not kill Malcolm X and it had nothing to do with it?
Yep. You said they were framed.
Yeah,
them guys were framed by the FBI.
They
were talking about that yesterday. Cause one of the original guys that was suspected to kill him just died or something, or he's trying to get an appeal.
The
something going on.
One of them still alive.
Yeah.
I heard that the guy that they got for murder didn't do it.
No, they didn't. He was sniped. He was shot from upstairs in the balcony, just like they did Robert Kennedy out there in California when they killed him. He was sniped from the balcony. J. Edgar Hoover did all that killing. He killed Martin, Malcolm. He killed Robert Kennedy. He killed John F. Kennedy. Supposedly killed Jimmy Hoffa. And you know, he took it upon his pet peeve to destroy the Black Panthers. Had all them damn sellouts and that being snitches for them.
Yeah,
I don't really, you know what I'm saying, I don't really talk to too many people about the Nation of Islam, but a lot of people don't have no open mind, can't see past their nose, you know what I'm saying? Can't see out the end of their nose. And I don't say no fun because they, you know, they hate them for no reason. That's it like me, Eddie. I'd have been there. All the church I ain't been to is a Catholic church, and I do not want to go there because I don't see nobody in no Catholic. Just like the police, ain't no such thing as a good police. Ain't no good such good thing as no. There's no good Catholic because if you let them folks do that to them kids and y'all hide about this, that another street marshal else to do it, get like the police. They see somebody doing something, somebody wrong, and don't say nothing about it. They ain't got nothing to do for them. All of them, ain't got no thing with this folks, because they all get around that shit out. Touch low, touch low. Let me be the one.
couple of folks shot for foot crime and they got black balls.
Yeah, and I respect them too. I respect them. They doing the right thing. I respect them. But I'm just saying, ain't no such thing as a good police. There ain't no police no more. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, when they get rid of them, there ain't no police no more.
Some people, they decided to pull up and reprimand them. That ain't been just too long.
Yeah, but Eddie, what I'm saying to you is no sooner they should go to their home on them people, you know, they got kicked out of court. So where is there? I don't know how she stayed with that person.
It's very far few in between, but it's still a couple of real people and police out there. But it's just so far few in between.
I
never wanted to
see you try. I ain't seen none. All the police I ever see around here and wherever else I see them, shit be going on, they know it wrong. They stand there looking at it. They won't say nothing. Yeah, you say something to them about it. You say something to them about it, they'll pay. Yeah. It ain't my call. All that old stupid ass shit. Every man, dude, you got one that'll stand up. But when they do that, what happens? If they go out on a call and get a bag, they let you bag. I remember long years ago in the 70s, they had that motherfucker Serpico. They made a movie about it. He snitched out some police.
He had the police run around and scared them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Two ladies in the pickup truck just like him. They saw it. They shot the truck up, man, with the ladies in.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they burned them up in that cab. They wasn't intended for him to be there. They didn't want him to kill him. There have been a few exceptions, Eddie, I'm just saying, but, you know. But to me, all the motherfuckers bad, because I see around him, man, motherfuckers just know a motherfucker doing something wrong and won't say nothing.
Yeah. There's a lot of them around here like that, too, Crooklet. Like I said, it's few and far in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
and my thing is this right here. You're a police. You're supposed to be transparent. If your policy states that if somebody asks you for your name and badge number, you're supposed to give it to them. Why you going to tell somebody it's right here and don't want to give it to them?
Right.
And all that old stupid shit that they be doing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, talking, you know, like they're so much better than everybody. Come up hollering at you and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you to holler at you, telling you to be quiet and all, shut up and all. Man, fuck you. And then think about this, Eddie. You got your phone on. So they lose their body cam, but you got your phone on. What can they say? Try to tell you you can't record. Well, you know, I just sit here thinking, the day was Wednesday, the track closed, though. I was like, man, it was track night. I wasn't going to go, though.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something about these houses years ago. My mama talking that you can get your house like you got like in the projects where we stayed in a big old tin heater in the middle of the house. That will heat up the whole house. So if you really wanted to heat up the house, put a pot of water up on top of that motherfucker. That shit boil and get the steaming up, humidify, you know, humidity. And, man, that house get hot as hell like that.
Yeah, boy.
I got out there with my plasma cutter today. It worked pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. P-Funk, All-Star. Man, that group is about 30, 40 people, man.
Yeah, man. Sit down.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
That event that they had with Big Drag, that Big Mike, you know, them gave for Big Drag.
Yeah.
Man, that was some bad. There was some nasty racing going on that, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I looked at that video. That video there was nice, man. I mean, it was really nice. Gunner got some hell of a footage. He got some hell of a footage from the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sit down and tell me what's on your mind. What exactly did he do to make you cry this time? I could be your comfort. I can make things right. He make you feel desire to see. I hurt you again. When you're in pain, I'm in pain. As part of being a friend, you with a special kiss. I held my feelings back because of him. I made a perfectly big mistake. I don't need to. Some shit. That's a nice cut, though. I don't need to disregard your feelings, but I think that he's a fool. He don't know it. Yeah. And maybe that just ain't cool. I'm glad I can be there for you when you need a helping hand. I should have followed my heart from the start. I knew I should have been your man.
That's shy.
Yeah.
That's some boy from Mobile.
Yeah. Who that made that record? This is the one I was talking about earlier, Crooked. He say, I'm rolling down a lonely highway.
That it is.
Yeah, okay. I'm asking God to please forgive me. I like
yeah.
that.
A jagged English.
Yeah. I gotta go get that after I put the shower on here.
They the same one saying that song. They remixed it and did Let's Get Married, and a couple of them they remixed.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You over your
The current situation with 41 that you've heard. Have you come to any conclusions on it yet?
Mark,
I'm going to say it like this, not, Mark. Drag and Billy, they go back a long ways. And Billy set that up for Drag, where Drag could have his events, you know, a certain time of the year. Now, he already knows that those are those times, and for him to take something and put something on the top of him, I still ain't came up with no reason for it, Bob. You know, and
right.
That was wrong. I just know that I don't know the inside of the deal, because you know, you hear that Drag making half of the money and they making half of it and this and that and so far and so on. So you would come up with a whole lot of conclusions. They might want all the money, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know, because I really don't know the inside story on that, Bob. So for me to just say, I support Drag. You know, I support him and whatever it is that he does, because I've been doing that since Drag brought his little snotty nose up here from down south. You know, I ain't never had no problems or nothing with it, but, you know, it's a lot about it. I just really don't understand, Bob. You know, I mean,
right.
You got 30 to 31 days, 29 days in a month, 28 days. 28, 30, 31, I said like that. And why could have on another, you know, why they could have another event on another day?
That's what I
said. Why it's got to be that day? That's what I don't understand. It's confusing to me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's what the conflict was. They're pulling him off the schedule, or did some kind of argument lead to that happening?
No, they pulled him off the schedule without talking to him about it. They took his date. And he said he had that same argument with him last year.
Yep,
he
and then. Yeah. And then he had the same thing to happen to him when he was at the Grove. Larry
right.
Funday, that was Drag's event.
Yeah.
Right. And,
that
and
was
Drag's
event, not Larry Funday.
Right. Byron,
you know,
something happened at Byron too, if I remember right. Byron, they both went for the money. I know the Grove cut it out. The girls strictly cut him out and put their name on everything.
Right. So, I don't know, man. You know, them guys that on the track, man, they do like they want to do, man. You know, so.
Didn't happen to them like that at Byron. They had to get strict you know, being able to get into the track because they had two fatalities back to back. So he knew the grudge racers wasn't going to be prepared to go there. And that's why he moved away from the track.
Okay.
Damn, Ma. What was the song I was just saying I got to go get? What was the song I said I had to go get? I was just singing.
Oh, shit, I don't know. I wasn't paying no attention.
Yeah, you was.
You said Jagged Edge or something else.
It was the old song.
Jagged Edge. Rolling Out Along the Highway was Jagged Edge song.
No, I said it was the other one, not that one. I got that one. I'm trying to think of the one I was singing.
Hell, I don't know. Shit. Man, my mind ain't long.
talking about this thing. It's an old song.
Don't make me lie to you.
I gotta wait till it come back to me now. Shit.
Hey, kid, you watching this Dallas game?
Yeah,
pretty good game, man. They're going toe-to-toe right now.
Yeah.
Who the Dallas or who?
Golden State.
Yeah.
Oh, basketball game.
Yeah, I ain't talking about basketball. That ain't gonna last too long. The Golden State gonna pull out in front of them.
Tonight they retiring Dirk Nowitzki's number. Should be a pretty big night for them punks tonight.
Yeah, Dirk's gonna get his number retired.
Mm-hmm.
Luka back. Should be a good game.
Everybody looking all around, boy. The boys better keep their eyes on the Bulls, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Bulls playing good ball.
They better keep their eyes on the Bulls, man.
I wonder if they're going to add any more pieces to that puzzle.
Well, they got
Well,
to sell out from the Cleveland.
Yeah, they got till February.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a deadline. Boy, Clay Thompson is supposed to be back by the weekend for Golden State. It's going to boost the A squad. Looks like LeBron got too much help over there on his team.
Oh, they don't. That's who you got to watch. You got to watch them calls. They shoot it out and put them pieces in place. Move out and put them pieces in place. They're going to go on a terrible winning streak. Watch, see what I'm telling
you. They got
too many people. They got too many people on be important on the team, man.
Yeah, they just picked up a couple young punks or something they were showing on Sports Center earlier.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Too many people want to be important.
Yeah, because they got rid of there, Thomas.
Yeah, they a little short ass out of there.
They got rid of Rondo, too. I forgot
yep,
Rondo.
They sent him out of there.
Too.
Yeah, they sent him out of there. Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis don't get along. Westbrook is a hole. Carmelo Anthony is a hole. Too many people want to be important. They can say what they want to say.
They say Carmelo can't play defense no more. Well,
he never really
play defense.
Never did. LeBron James either. He got lucky sometimes to block some shots, but he never played. He never was a defensive player.
No, not a showstopper. No.
They can get on out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna never be as good as Michael Jordan. See, the difference is today's basketball than that basketball. God damn it, back then you took an ass whooping every night you got on the court. Now you can waltz through, you waltz around and get a victory.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Totally different.
The tennis foul, man.
Right, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Detroit used to hoop on Michael Jordan's ass every time they played him.
Yeah, that's what was the Jordan rules. No shot.
Nope.
Then
you got another
that ball to shoot the star. No layup.
Then you had,
no layup.
Then you had other teams like New York with Charles Oakley and I forget my man's name.
The mate, Patrick Ewing.
John Starr.
John Starr, the other boy, the other power forward. Damn, what the fuck is his name?
Rick Mahomes?
Yeah, he was with Detroit, the other boy for New York.
Rick Mahomes with the New York?
Mason. No, I don't think so. Yeah, Anthony Mason. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. The Bulls used to got them. They was in a fight every time they had to play them teams. Reggie Miller with Indiana. These teams now, they do all this flopping and shit. Man, get the fuck on out of here.
Yeah, some of them flops just don't make any sense, man.
Right, it's ridiculous, man.
And then the ref go for that shit, man. He's like, can't believe you let this man get away with this shit.
Hey, you can say what you want to say. Ain't nobody never flopped more than Reggie Miller. I don't give a damn.
You're right. Yep.
Don't get LeBron wrong. He's a hell of a flopper, too.
He ain't like Reggie Miller.
No, he ain't quite like Reggie Miller, but he's a hell of a flopper.
How in the hell
somebody going to be knocking you down? You got them at 6'8", 280 pounds. And they just going to bump into you and knock you down. Man, get the fuck on out of here.
See, a lot of times they ain't touch him. He just flopped and he still got it.
Yeah.
He used to be laughing like a motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
Well, you can't fault him for the way the game is played.
No, I can't fault him, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The game is totally different.
I used to tell people all the time, LeBron, when he first came to the league, they gave that man jersey, tennis shoe, and all that shit, and named him King James before he ever played a goddamn a minute on the court.
Yeah.
I told people, he this, he that. He come out of high school straight to the pro. I said, I don't give a fuck what he is. He ain't fooled himself.
Mm-hmm. See.
Boy, they thought he was going to do that. And he kept getting his ass whooped at Cleveland, goddamn, and ran to Miami. Which I don't blame him, though, because, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to win a championship, you got to do that. Look at the one motherfucker that tried to go to every team to try to win a championship with. Deion Sanders, weak ass.
Yep. And see, what he's trying to do at 18 years in the league, Michael Jordan did it, got them in 14.
Yeah.
That's why you can't compare them.
All right. Yeah, he's breaking a lot of records, but like you say, because he's been in the league so long. If Mike had stayed in the league 18 years,
If Mike hadn't went and played baseball for them two goddamn years, man, his record would have been untouchable. Man, goddamn, was averaging damn near 31, 32 points a game. In his whole career. Now I got into a Crooked Leather, you pretty good with this. I got into a argument with a guy that I used to work with. Now Robert Horry got 7 rings.
Yeah.
Yes, he
does. You remember Robert Horry? But did he get all his 7 rings as a starter?
No.
I think I remember Robert Horry coming off the bench for one of them teams.
Yeah, he came off the bench for the Lakers. He came off the bench for
San Antonio.
Right, okay. I thought I was right. I said,
yeah.
He
came off the bench at Houston, too. Remember, he won one with Houston.
Right. Yep. Michael Jordan won all his 6 rings as a starter, not a bench player, as they would say, a tag along.
I think Horry did get a 6-man of the year award, 1 or 2, too.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I know he came off the bench. Don't no starter get no 6-man of the year award.
Right. Right. Yeah, Robert Horry was 6-man of the year twice.
Right.
Yeah, twice.
So when my man bring this shit back up again, I'm going to curse his ass out. He going to tell me Robert Horry. I said, yeah, he got 7 rings. But Robert Horry, if I'm not mistaken, got a couple of rings coming off the bench with one of them teams.
He definitely did, man.
But,
you know, teams are grabbing him like everybody's grabbing equal dollars. Same way.
Right. Yeah.
The original goat of the game got 11 rings. You know that, right?
Yeah, Bill Russell. But the thing that I can put past him, Michael Jordan past Bill Russell, back when Bill Russell was playing, wasn't nobody goddamn it over 6'5". Okay. But they was on the same team. No, he played with the Lakers.
I tell people all the time, they always talk about Jim Brown. Jim Brown, the greatest player. I said, man, Jim Brown playing with a bunch of slow-ass white boys. He turned that corner on their head, and he knew who would catch it. That's why he did it.
Right.
I said, you put Jim Brown in a day's game, or even in the 70s, he'd get fucked up.
Right. Jim Brown didn't play in the league that Walter Payton played in.
No.
The era.
No.
When Walter Payton was playing, you had motherfucking linebacker goddamn 2.6 at 70.
Right. They could run goddamn 4.5 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russell, I mean, Jim Brown didn't have no linebackers to do that.
No.
Hey, but Brown was a tough guy, man.
He was tough.
Y'all bought that Ray Mischke and goddamn Dick Buckus. Ain't that
Dick
one
Buckus?
Of them that a five nothing for?
Ray Mischke, that was he with Green Bay.
Right, Green Bay.
Yeah. Now, Dick Buckus, I remember one time, it's a video that he picked up old big-ass head O.J. Simpson and slammed O.J. so hard, he body slammed O.J. His helmet popped off his head, man. They had to go over there and see about it, O.J. They had to give him some smell or something, man.
Was anybody in the same era?
Yes.
Did they ever play in the same era?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Them boys played back in, I say them boys that played from back around 1967 back the other way.
Yeah.
They were made to be superstars because they didn't have no talent to catch them or nothing.
Yeah. See, you have to look at the overall picture.
Yeah.
Before you go goddamn matching up motherfucking talking about they're a goat here and a goat there. No. It ain't that easy. You got to look at the arrows, look at the team that they played against, and all kind of shit. Michael Jordan did all this with two teams.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, Dr. J, did a lot of shit
mm-hmm.
before Michael right. Jordan. Michael Jordan
right.
basically copied him. Okay.
Right.
But now let me ask you this here.
Yeah.
What would you think would happen if they combined Dr. J's ABA record with the 3 or 4 years that he played in the NBA?
Oh, he would be, I would say, he'd be the GOAT. He'd be better than Jordan.
Yeah.
But
see, people
they didn't know he played in the NBA. Right. They never paid attention to him until they merged over here with the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That was a downfall.
I'm telling people all the time, man, you go back and look at some of them old Dr. J films, man, and I'm talking about, and you talking about took hits. He took hits way harder than Dr. Dr. J took hits way harder than Michael Jordan did.
Yeah. Dr. J, George Gervin.
Michael Jordan lifting everything, man.
Yeah,
and then
Mike, I remember I was a basic training kid in 1982 when George Gervin needed. You remember the year he needed 44 points to win the scoring
yeah.
title that year,
right?
And he scored.
Yep.
I was in basic training at that. Was at that game?
Yeah. And I forgot about
game.
The year. I forgot about the year, goddamn it, Mike had to sit out, goddamn it, because he broke his ankle. That was another year.
Hey, that was his freshman year.
Yeah.
And they were going to shut him down for the season, and he was like, no. And because
right.
they were in line to get another first-round draft choice. Jordan was like, no, and Jordan got him to the playoffs, and we lost that draft choice.
Mm-hmm. So that's three years Mike didn't play. So just
yeah.
imagine if he had played them 3 years. This shit would have been untouchable.
Man, I'm sitting there talking to y'all. Dallas been jumped up 12 points on Golden State.
You said the Bulls? No, Dallas over Golden State.
I want to hear about the motherfucking Dallas and Golden State. I
want to
hear about the Bulls and the Bears.
Oh, man. Well, you can't hear about the Bulls because they ain't playing tonight. But you will hear about the Bears and their head coach because they're going to get rid of their ass come Sunday evening. This time Sunday evening, he'll be gone. Him and Antonio Brown can eat lunch together.
Hey, kid, I like the Bears.
Yeah.
But if the Bears saying you're going to hear about the Bears catching another loss.
Whether they catch a loss or not, goddamn it, Sunday is his last supper. I put it on Facebook.
Who they play on Sunday?
Minnesota, man.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Now they got to play in Minnesota. Now
yeah.
they might lose.
I got the Bears to beat Minnesota.
I don't.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear your opinion, son. Keep it to yourself.
Well, I'm just saying because Minnesota playing, trying to get to the playoffs. Bears out of here.
Yep.
Hey, man.
And they at home.
Keep it to yourself. That's called a spoiler game, motherfucker. Don't you know what that means?
Well, I'm just telling you why I like it. And you know, Eddie, I'm going to have to tell you that I like the Bears. You know I like the Bears. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Didn't we tell somebody on this phone that got down the Bears were going to whoop Green Bay?
Yeah.
The Bears was going to whoop Green Bay?
Yeah, they whooped Green Bay.
No, they did.
Hell no.
When they whooped Green Bay?
Last year. We'll go Green Bay. Last year.
Not last year, neither. They didn't whoop them last year, neither. They whooped them in Matt Nagy's first year, they whooped them. They split with them. And Matt Nagy was Matt Nagy first season, they split the Green Bay.
Well, not it's still a loss.
No, I mean, you know, they play two games a year, 1-1.
That's beside the point. We told them that they were going to whoop them. They did.
Okay. Yeah, well, that wasn't recent.
Green Bay beat them twice in 2019.
Back to back game. They beat us the last game of the season and beat us the first game in the playoff.
Yeah, I'm going to 20 now.
Now that I was at
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid. You remember when LeBron first went to the Lakers? You remember when LeBron first went to the Lakers?
Somewhat.
I thought the Lakers, they, you know, he got drafted. They traded him to the Lakers, and he was there.
What I told him
before the season even started.
What? What did he tell you, Ed?
He said they won't wait to make the playoffs.
Who, the Lakers?
Did they make it, Ed?
Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. The Lakers won the championship with LeBron.
How the hell they did? LeBron been there 2 years when they got that championship.
You sure, Quick Atlanta?
No, I think they won that first year, man. I'm pretty sure the Lakers won that first year.
They played in the bubble.
You want a better hamburger? That's 2020. That was the bubble.
I think that was last year when they got all the superstars.
No, Milwaukee won last year. Milwaukee won last year.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, you write a crooked letter. The first year when he got to the Lakers, they didn't make the playoffs. The next year they played in the bubble. You right.
I told him, I said, man, they got LeBron. Everybody, all the Lakers finna do. I said, man, the Lakers ain't gonna even make the playoffs.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
When LeBron was that old, they didn't have no team.
They had a superstar team.
They did have a good team, Uncle Larry. What you talking about?
When LeBron was that, okay. What did they do the year before LeBron was that?
They got rid of them boys that were there.
And what did they do the year before that?
Well, I don't know nothing about that. I'm just telling you.
When LeBron went down, they had to do some more building. They had to put some more pieces in there.
Shit, they had all the pieces. When they got LeBron, they acquired two more players with him. They got rid of Lonzo Ball, LaVar Ball, whatever his name was.
Yeah, they sent him to New Orleans.
Piece.
Right, they sent him to New Orleans.
The other they called Swaggy P that was going with that white girl, Iggy Azalea. They got rid of both of them. And a couple more people got LeBron and two more players.
Yeah, Swaggy P got rid of his own dumbass self. He did snitching on the team member. Boy, that was some weak shit there.
Well, I don't know what happened to him. I know they got rid of his ass.
One of his team members snitched to that girl on him. And they got rid of dude. They did the snitching. They got rid of him.
Hey, man, make up your mind, man. Did he snitch? Somebody snitched on him, man. He got nothing.
He got snitched on. He was going with what's her name, Azalea, and one of the other team.
And then you say he got rid of himself. He snitched on somebody. Then you turn around and say somebody snitched on her to that girl on it. I'm like, what the fuck is you trying to say, you fat motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
I said you big. You big. This shit here, motherfucker. that he was going with whatever her name is, Isaiah, and one of the teammates tricked to her that he was fooling around with some other women.
I heard you on the second go round, man. I said you had me fucked up because you said something different on the first go round.
Get
man,
all
that's
the bacon grease out your goddamn ears. Get the bacon grease out your goddamn ears.
Hey, Crunkletter.
Huh?
Did he not say he got rid of himself and then followed
yep.
up with?
Yeah. He sure did.
Yeah,
say he snitched on the. He said he snitched on a teammate.
Yep.
Blow the
whip.
No, I said the teammate snitched on him.
You big Godzilla motherfucker.
You said he got rid of himself. He snitched on a teammate.
Hey,
that's what you said.
Blow the whistle on Crunkletter for holding. Blow the whistle on him for holding.
Then you came back and said something different and Ed got on your ass about it.
Holding on the country, motherfucker. Holding.
Rolling around in my head.
That's some white country play. They don't even know that.
Hey, Ed. I'm gonna tell you about an old commercial that came on back in the day. Somebody we know is shaped just like that thing that was in that commercial, and you gonna know what it is when I tell you. Remember they said that commercial come on and say, chew it on the inside.
Get your corny ass out of here. Tell him, man.
Tell me Big Mark ain't shaped like that thing was dancing on that big fig noodle.
Damn, I can't do nothing else with the show now.
Close the door.
You lost your show.
No, we still, we on, but I'm trying to see if I can add some more music.
Oh, yeah, I had forgot about that, man. I was going to pull my thing up.
Where our buddy Preacher Boy at tonight, man? We ain't heard from Preacher Boy.
Don't nobody know we on this motherfucker.
Oh.
Don't nobody know we on here, Mark. I just work with
the This Wednesday night, Mark. This Wednesday
right.
night, Mark,
oh.
not Friday.
Yeah, I got the catch
up.
We're just doing a sound bite.
That's all we're doing is a sound bite, Big Mod.
Right. We ain't doing no show. You heard him say sound bite, you got hungry, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
Listen to that, man.
Hey, man, him and
Nephew dogged
me out last night, Crunkletter.
Huh?
Him and Nephew dogged me out last night. If it wouldn't have been so late, I'd have called you, man.
What'd they do to you, man? Tell me about it.
I was saying all kinds of little crazy jokes, and Nephew was falling out. Why he's driving the truck, he's falling out. This shit wasn't even funny.
Oh, man. I don't know what he's talking about. I treat him with the utmost respect, Crunkletter.
I'm going to tell you what the deal was on that. The reason why Nephew, I'm going to tell you why Nephew was falling out like that. He was just picturing the way Mark looked when he was saying that shit. That's why he was laughing.
Listen to your motherfucking monk ass, man. Throw him a banana, man. Throw his monk ass a banana, man.
Fake ass SpongeBob.
Yeah, man.
So I was going through Facebook. Robert Horry ain't in the Hall of Fame yet with all them seven rings.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Man, I think you're right, Crunkletter. I don't think he in there.
I don't know.
Should everybody with a ring got them out there in the Hall of Fame.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Let me see something. I'll find out.
Well, like I said, though, I thought Robin Hood got them was up
in the Hall of Fame.
I thought he was a bench coming off the bench, goddamn it, for a couple of them teams.
Yeah, now he used to start for who did he used to start with? Because he used to play with Jerome Kersey at first, remember? What team was that?
That was Portland.
Hey, kid.
Portland, yeah.
They say Robert Orr is one of two players with seven rings that's not in the playoff. I mean, in the Hall of Fame.
Who was the other one?
It didn't say who the other player was. It just said, who besides Robert Orr has seven rings?
Al Bear.
It don't say it. Still didn't tell me.
I got enough ammunition in my gun now. Goddamn, I'm gonna pop this thing tomorrow. Next time he goddamn come at me with that bullshit, I got plenty of ammo now.
You got four players that got six rings. That's gonna be Bob Cousy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
Yep. Yeah, he always hollering about LeBron and this and that and other, so he throws that up in my face. I'm fucking him up next time we get into a conversation.
Get his ass, kid, goddammit. Get him.
I'm gonna knock him off his feet.
Knock his goddamn block off.
Yep. I'm gonna tell him Robert Horry got seven rings. He was a bench. He come off the bench for some of them rings, and goddamn, he ain't in the Hall of Fame yet. Now put
Robert
that in your
Orr
pipe
got,
and smoke it.
Robert Orr, he got seven rings, two
right.
in Houston, 94-95,
okay. right.
three with Los Angeles, 2000
okay.
to 2002, and two with San Antonio.
Right. Yep. And I know he wasn't starting for L.A.
No, he's coming off the bench.
Right, because that's when they had what's his name?
He got a ring with Kobe and Gasol, right?
Yeah, I think so. And
how many rings did Rodman get?
I think
Rodman got five. Yeah, he got five.
Three with the Bulls, and two with San Antonio.
No, two with
Detroit.
Yeah,
he got two with Detroit, but didn't he get one with San Antonio, too? With David Robinson?
I think he won one with San Antonio.
When he left the Bulls, he went to San Antonio.
I don't think he got no ring in San Antonio.
How many championships does Dennis Rodman have?
Five championships. Yeah, he got five. Three with the Bulls, and I think the other two with Detroit. What was the name? Played with Michael Jordan in North Carolina, the power forward.
Worthy.
Right, Worthy was a
Sam Perkins too. Wasn't Sam Perkins on that team too?
Perkins and Worthy
yep.
was on the team. So Robert Horry, he was coming off the bench.
Perkins, Worthy, Michael Cooper. Who else was it? I want to say Adrian Bentley was out there.
No, he never went to the Lakers. I don't think so.
Kurt Rambis.
I thought he got that one.
Kurt Rambis.
They traded him from Detroit to Chicago, and they gave him a ring. When they won the ring, they gave him a ring.
They had Allen. Allen was on one of them teams, too. Byron Allen. He was on one of them teams.
Right, Byron Allen. Yeah, Horry got a couple of rings, got them coming off the bench.
Yeah.
He was a tag along.
You know who was the biggest letdown that I saw going to the pros, kid?
Going to the Bulls?
Scott May. No, that went into the pros, period. Scott May. Remember when Scott May came to the Bulls?
Oh, yeah.
When he was in Indiana, he could not miss a shot. He could not miss a shot in college. As soon as he got to the pros, he could make a basket.
Yep.
Not one basket. The ones that made Don't Call Me Brother, ain't it?
Yeah, the old
days. They made it Don't Call Me Brother.
Yeah.
Again and again and again and again. Is that a good song or what? Don't Call Me Brother.
Yeah. You don't remember that? Don't Call Me Brother. Yeah. Don't you call me brother.
Yeah, I think
that
was made by the OJs.
OJs.
Yeah, I used to like put a love of money in Ships Ahoy from them.
Yeah, Ship Ahoy.
Yeah.
My favorite OJ song was Brandy and fucking Family Union. They were my favorites.
Yeah, they have quite a few of them. But the best motherfuckers that ever come out, goddammit, was The Temptations and The Miracles Close Behind.
Yeah. People don't realize how much of that Temptation music Smokey wrote.
Over half of it.
Yeah. Yeah, him and Howlin' Dozier, them two brothers.
Yeah. They did those.
A lot of you. Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Matt.
What duets wrote more songs for anybody, more songs than anybody for everybody in R&B and soul and different music?
I got them on the tip of my tongue, but I can't call it a goddamn name. That woman in shit.
Ashford
and I can't call her name. Yeah,
Valerie Simpson. Yes, you know a lot of music.
Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know folks wrote all them songs like that.
And they tried to do a little singing together too.
Yeah,
they did. They had a couple of good albums.
They did a better job, got them in the writing songs, though.
Yeah. I used to, still try to hang on by them. Still try to hold on and hang on, whatever that was by them. That was jam.
Yeah, you can't beat that old music.
Nope.
Yeah, can't beat it, boy.
I damn near look at the Temptation movie damn near once or twice a month.
Right. I like the part when dude said, man, you put on here the 3rd of September. He said, my father really, Dennis Edwards said, my father really died on the 3rd of September.
The funniest part I like was, goddamn it, when David Ruffin told Otis Williams, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. I said, Lord, those drugs kicking in. That goddamn David was a trip.
He from Meridian or Long
Beach, one
of them. He's right.
Yeah, he's from down there. He's from down there. That goddamn David Ruffin was a trip.
I'm
to see you, Otis. Oh, boy.
David Ruffin said he was the man.
Yeah. Eddie Kendrick, I think he was from Alabama.
Yeah, he told old corn, man, we the Temptation. He said, that's who they want to hear. They want to hear us. They don't want to hear them. They busy background singers. We the ones that make it happen.
Oh, Paul. What is that?
Just My Imagination.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, all their music were good. I had a couple I could pick out.
Yeah,
Beauty was on his skin deep. Yeah, Beauty was on his skin deep.
Yeah.
It just shows
Running
the
Running Away Child, Running Wild. That was a jam, too.
Yeah.
Hold on, Mark. What'd you say?
Runaway Child, Running Wild. And Masterpiece. That was a jam, too.
Proud Man.
Ball of Confusion. Yeah.
When you said that, you made me think about Curtis Mayfield singing that song, Little Child, Running Wild.
Yeah, that was
Curtis Mayfield.
He made that for that movie they had. What was the fuck was
that? Superfly.
Yeah, Superfly. Superfly.
Superfly.
Yeah.
Superfly.
But the
That's
jam on
dead.
That was Pusha Man.
But you know that. You know they were from Chicago, Crooked Letter.
Yeah, I used to see Curtis Mayfield all the time. They used to have Kurtown Records. Used to be on 85th and Stony Island. Man, you go out there and see them they be out there on Stony Island, standing in front of the place. I remember
Curtis Mayfield was from the north side. Curtis Mayfield was from the north side.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they used to stand out there and
you
go get autographs.
You remember that other Curtis Mayfield song you had that I like? Kid, if there's a hell below, we all gonna go.
Oh, yep. Oh, People Get Ready was a good one, too.
Yeah,
that was a noble one.
We're a winner. That was a jam.
I know I don't count, but.
Yeah. She said he's dead. That's what I said. Say another junkie sling, pushing dope from the main.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coming in here.
A terrible blow, and that's how it goes.
And you want to be a junkie now, remember Freddie's dead.
Hey.
People get ready, because the train are coming. Don't need no baggage, just get on board.
Yep.
Oh, Rod, the little white boy Rod Stewart made a remake of that. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I've done too many songs that's a remake of. They turn out to be so good.
Yeah.
The little white boy, I think he got a lot of black in him anyway.
Shit. That big nose motherfucker ain't no black in him. That redneck motherfucker.
Damn, Kruger. Kruger, how long you been holding that
egg? Just call it up.
Yeah, my other favorite group was the Isaac Brothers.
Ain't
no place I'd rather be than with you. Yeah.
That's the shit. I got all of their music. I got every bit of their music.
My favorite all Isaac Brothers is Brown Ass Girl.
They from Chicago too, Crooked Letter.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't no
Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
they were from the South.
No.
No, they're from Chicago. Chi-Town.
It's a T-Neck Records. T-Neck Records is right here.
Brown Eyed Girl is the longest lasting group of any.
Yeah.
Say what, Cookie Love?
They're the longest lasting group. Man, you got to remember, the Isaac came out in the late 50s, early 60s.
Right, 59, 58, something like that.
Their first hit was
yeah,
Shout, remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
Temptation remade it too.
But I'm gonna tell you one group that basically I've seen a whole lot of groups, but they just got fucked so bad. They got fucked so bad because they were young and didn't know nothing. And them boys, New Edition, them some singing ass boys, man.
Oh yeah.
But they got fucked. Maurice Starr fucked them first, and then the next company they went to, they fucked them, and then goddamn another dude fucked them after that. And they finally got themselves on track back in the Bay Dangers.
Earth, Wind, and Fire from Chicago, Quicker Letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's one of my favorite groups, but I like, That's the Way of the World and the Gratitude album, they're my two favorite albums from them.
we had quite a few groups got them from Chicago. We well established on the map. On the same map.
Shylight from Chicago.
Shylight, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Jerry Butler.
Yep. I'm not
Jerry
sure, Butler. But I think Ray Goodman and Brown was from here.
They, you know what? You might be right, Mark. Jerry Butler's from the north side.
Yeah. Lady and a very important girl.
Boy, that's Jerry Butler,
I can't leave out the Staples single now. Mavis and Pop Staples, baby.
Yeah. Pop and Mavis guy, man.
Yep. Forgot about all that talent come out of Chicago. Who?
The Staples singer turned some gospel songs into R&B.
Yeah. Oh, Mavis know how to throw down now. She's still living.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
they used to live right over on 103rd Street, man. I remember.
Right, yeah, they was
when
five
I
south.
Took you there, right? Yeah, right there off of King Drive, right on the corner. When I take you there first, come out, they performed it right there on the front porch of their house, man. They had a bar.
Is Mavis the last
there,
one? I think the brother and the sister did. I think the brother and the sister did.
What you did, kid? The Staples singer. Doom 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 doom
yeah.
doom.
Yeah.
I know a place. Ain't nobody worried.
Yeah, they
That was it.
They came up singing in a church.
Yeah.
Yep. Most of all,
yeah.
That's where they came from.
Yeah. And then, goddamn, we had that crazy-ass Tyrone Davis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I played. I used to, when he was out, he used to live out there in Robbins. Man,
yeah.
I shot dice with him before.
That was definitely the same. Now, shooting dice and getting drunk.
He used to have a big barbecue every year out there for the whole city. And I was out there, and he used to shoot dice on the tour bus. I was on his tour bus shooting dice with them guys. They were in there drinking Brandy and moonshine and shooting dice.
It's goddamn Tyrone Davis. If he could turn back the hands of time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Tyrone used to be a motherfucker. He used to be at the car wash too on Ashland.
Okay.
Him and Mr. T and all of
them.
Central and Walbansia. There used to be a club right there on the corner, about 1700 North on Central. Used to shoot dice up in the back of the club all the time.
What that Tyrone Davis had that song, Joe Took My Woman Across the River Knowing I Couldn't Swim?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that song, Mr. Good Thing Man? That's what I want to know.
I don't know about that one, Crooked Leg. You got me with that one.
Yep.
That was a hit, man. That was a real hit.
Yeah, you know what? I shot in a lot of dice games back in the day, man. Eddie'll tell you. Man, I remember coming down there shooting dice at Ray Bonds, too, man. They used to have some nice games going on over there.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Especially on the hole, boy. Don't let it rain out there, man. The dice game going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I broke the dice game up a couple times out there on dude.
I used to have quite a few dice games. Damn near every time my U.S. 30 was over there by the washroom.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
See, that was Brother Rabbit was always over there in the dice game.
Yeah, man. Good old days, kids. Good old days.
Yeah. I missed them old days, like I said.
Yeah, I used to work for Sam Scott back in them days in Dirty Red. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to work at the gas stations. I worked at the liquor store over there on 65th. Yeah, I used to work there at the liquor store.
Yeah.
Man, I remember when they bought the High Chaparral Camaro. Man, I went over there with Dirty Red, and we went over there to Sam's house, and they had the car sitting in the driveway. Boy, that was a pretty Camaro.
Yep. Yep.
Michael Scott, I knew all his boys. Michael was real cool. He used to hang out with them guys.
Sam were good people, man.
Yeah.
If he knows you, you can get anything he got.
Yes, sir. All them guys, Michael was like that, and his brother, Michael's brother, I forgot what his name was. He used to have the Cadillac convertible. He used to keep a shotgun taped under the hood of that Cadillac. Keep that shotgun taped under the hood, man. Yep. Oh, them were the good old days. Go to US 30, them guys used to you know, tell mom, you know, go on, tell my mom, let me go. Don't worry about nothing. We got it. They feed you. They let you take. I thought I was a big shot. They got me taking the headers off the cars and shit, on capping them up and stuff. But we just was youngsters and they didn't want to crawl their ass up under that. We didn't know no better. Shit, we thought we were doing something.
That's how I was brought up.
Yeah. Somebody walked up and
kidnapped me and take me to the track every Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The old school guys didn't have no problem bringing you along.
Mm-mm.
Go on and get permission. Tell your mom to come to the door. Tell your dad to come to the door. Man, can he go with us? They be like, yeah. He don't need no money or nothing. No, we got everything. He don't need no money. We can make sure he's safe and everything. We going to feed him everything. Boy, that used to make my day, man. Goddamn, I'm going to be around some goddamn drag races.
Hey, kid, he said that 9 times. He said that 9 times in one paragraph.
Oh, man.
Hey,
shut your big white Catholic ass up.
They
man.
Gonna feed him?
Your big white Catholic ass up, man.
Hey, Mark. You know what I like best about US 30 once I learned how to drive and shit and had my own car? Well, goddamn it, running that 5 mile when we come back from 30 across the, that salt flat. Across the, what's it called?
Hey.
What's the name of that little lake out there?
Fox Lake.
Yeah, Fox Lake.
You're talking about Fox?
You're right.
Well, I remember the first time I made a blast at US 30. I had my white, I had a white 68 Firebird 327 full speed car. Man, my leg, when I was sitting there waiting on that light to come down, my leg was shaking like it had 1,000 needles going through it, man. I was nervous as hell, but boy, I put that sucker in gear, goddammit. That's all we had. That's all we had with four-speed cars when I first started out. I had that Firebird. I had a Roadrunner, 383 four-speed car.
Yeah.
My 68 Camaro was a four-speed car. I came up on the stick shift.
Larry, still on here? Larry. Yeah, man, we used to come across Fox Lake. Running that flying mile, baby.
It'd be a whole army of us on that toll road. So we get on right on 87th Street. 87 get right on the skyway.
Yep.
And come on across the toll road till we hit 65. And then took 65 over to the track right there.
Yep.
Priceless shit, man. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Raylo got some quarter mile countdown books at home right now with my name in.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got to remind him he was supposed to be giving me some copies of that stuff.
Yeah, Raylo kept up with a lot of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so we kept that with him to get some copies of that, goddammit. Me and my name.
Well, you know Raylo and them daddy used to run the auto parts down, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
59.
I used to go down there.
Yeah,
and they used to be open on Sunday.
Yep.
If performance is closed, you go right down there.
Yep.
When I had my Black Nova, performance used to sponsor me. I had their little sticker in the window, and they would give me my oil free, my spark plug wires would be free, because I was running every week. So I was representing them good. I used to go, I didn't even realize, you know, I thought they were just being nice, but they were sponsoring.
Yep.
Eddie, what you doing?
No, motherfucker, I don't eat like you, Porky the fucking pig.
Damn. Well, you eat a lot of disparaging, language. You, who is that goddamn motherfucker pointing? Sound like he got watermelon rind stuck in his ass. You got the nerve to be on. You got the goddamn nerve to be on.
I forgot I'm like a monster
with this stuff too. I know what that is, that's all my life. Sweet love and you, sweet love and you. And I never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. Close to me, you like my mother. Close to me, you like my father. Close to me, you like my sister. Close to me, you like my brother. You are the only one, you my everything. And for you, it's all I see. I hear they got jokes over there. I promise to never fall in love with the stranger. You're all I'm thinking of. I pray the Lord above for seeing me in love. I cherish every thought. I really love you.
Thank you.
here.
This is a man. Well. This is a man. Well.
Hold on.
Would be nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Now.
Without a woman or a girl.
Eddie, get nephew on the phone, man.
You see, man made the call.
You called a motherfucker.
I don't have his number. Yep.
Man made the train.
I'm glad I called nephew, man. He should be at work. Nah, don't call.
Why not? He's probably bored like a motherfucker, man. Go and talk to him.
What up?
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't mean nothing. Nothing. Not a woman or a girl.
What the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck is he listening to, man?
It's a man's world by James Brown and this hip boy. I like this version.
Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boy.
And a baby boy.
Man makes them happy.
Man make them happy.
Make them talk. Quick
and let it take the water. And sticks
man,
up his ass.
Man, everything you can. Man, make a little peso, dollars, rubles, buy from every good woman and every man. Oh, this is a man's world.
He took a little stick of banana up his ass.
He's
and that's holy, man.
I forgot that one song. I hope it comes back to my mind one day. They went off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Crooked Letter, you gonna get nephew on the phone or what, man? Y'all gonna get him on the phone or what, man?
Fuck you. Big family D motherfucker.
Where all that come from? God damn. Say what's on your mind, goddammit. Say what's on your goddamn mind. Yeah, man.
Hey, man, if you need a cash app, we're going to start charging taxes on you, sending money and stuff.
Is y'all cool up there? It's hot. A warm, not a cat. Did you walk around with a
He should be at work by now.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, what happened?
Uncle Larry said to be back.
My phone jammed up. That's right. When Leroy can't call, he jammed up my phone and hung up. I can't call nobody else. I got to hang up. I think I just hung up from the show.
I still hear you.
Yeah,
no,
but
I'm still on the show.
That's right.
I can still hear you. Yeah. They say still hear you. You're coming in loud and clear.
It's something right up. If I go to my phone right now, it say resume, just like if I'm not on the phone with y'all guys.
Oh, okay.
And Leroy called, and then he hung up, and it did that to my phone. It locked it up, so I'm going to have to hang up anyway. And then we just have to get back to your own regular line.
Okay.
Cause I sure the fuck can't call nobody or answer nobody. Yeah. All right,
all right
man. Hey, kid. I'm finna hang up, kid.